Ernie Hall made the proposal after a controversial ordinance that sought to limit unions resulted in what he perceived as several endless nights of public testimony. Eventually, the assembly voted to close testimony before everyone had a chance to speak. Sabrina Martino said she liked the way testimony was conducted during the consideration of AO 37 and that she felt the new ordinance would discourage public participation in city politics.
I kind of think that this is almost like a rebuttal for the attendance shown for Anchorage Ordinance 37, as if you are trying to maybe discourage people from actually coming and speaking their two cents. And I don't think that's good at all. That is almost like you guys are making up the rules and you don't want to hear what anybody has to say about it. And I don't agree with that.
The ordinance would require people to sign up in person on the first night of the hearing in order to testify. Tom Stenson from the ACLU of Alaska said what's important is that the assembly come up with firm, objective standards to make sure that testimony is conducted fairly and legally.
I'm not claiming to read anybody's minds, but I think one of the problems that has arisen is that the public fears that when testimony is cut off on an ad hoc basis, that it may be influenced by the chair's view of whether the speech which is being made is good or not. And that kind of what's called viewpoint discrimination is clearly not permitted. And so what we need are firm standards.
Hall worked with the ACLU to craft the ordinance. He expressed surprise at Stenson's criticisms. Public testimony is expected to be continued at the next regular assembly meeting on May 21st. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.